sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad.
I'm just a soul whose intentions are good.
Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Joy that's hard to hide, and sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side.
I'm just a soul whose intentions are good.
Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the second week of May, and this is your Minority Sports Report. I'm Julian, and as always, I'm joined with my partner in crime, Big Black.
We commit crimes all day. Crimes. That's how we make a living.
Crimes against famous people.
Yep.
Slander.
Slanderous shit all the time.
But another week's passed in sports. The playoffs continue to trudge on, both in the NHL,
NBA, and the NBA.
The Pretorius trial is taking a break as he has had an anxiety attack.
Wow, because he's about to go to jail for a really long time. I'd break under that pressure, too.
Yeah, so we'll have to wait for that. But, yeah, we'll start with the NBA playoffs.
Racists.
Donald Sterling gave his first interview because, you know, people usually wait a month to say they're sorry.
People absolutely love me.
Donald Sterling continues to be America's favorite racist.
Yep.
If that title is one you want to have. a lot to talk about. Miscellaneous happenings in baseball as the baseball season wraps up its first quarter.
Yeah. Is it the quarter?
Yeah. It's about 60 games. No, 40 games. 40 games. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're right. You're right.
We're about at that time, the first quarter of the season. So
Sox made it over 500.
Sox are finally above 400. The Rockies are, I think, 4 or 5 games above 500.
Yeah, they're 19-18 for the. Oh, so that's for the Red Sox. I don't know about your Rockies.
Rockies are 23-17.
Ooh.
So they are 5 games above 500.
Ooh.
So we'll see how that goes. We're second in the NL West, baby. Whoop whoop. Hello. Party deck life.
BDL.
Party deck life.
He just starts hashtagging PDL.
Oh, it's party deck life all day, every day.
Every day. YOLO with the PDL, bro.
YOLO. Hashtag. The Heat didn't dominate, but... The final score
they
was
won.
102-96.
Eh.
So
they beat them.
They beat them, but I mean Brooklyn needed to win that game.
Yeah, they're done now. 3-1.
Yeah.
They're not.
They'll go back to Miami. I'll be very surprised if they don't close it out in 5.
Yeah, Miami got that.
Yeah, and then
it was a good job, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett just winning one game.
Well, I mean,
what about D. Will? Did he even show up tonight? Probably not.
I can look up the. Let me look up the box score. Yeah, Paul Pierce had 16 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists. That is your star. Joe Johnson was the highest scorer for Brooklyn. He had 18 points.
Yeah.
Darren Williams had 13 points.
Wait, your point. How many assists did he have?
Assists. He had 7. I mean, that's not a bad night, but you need your stars.
Your point guard needs to be on point.
Kevin Garnett only had 8 points.
Old man KG showed up tonight then.
Yeah. Well, he had to. If Darren Williams is only scoring 13, you need 20 points out of Darren Williams.
Yeah, at least.
Because, I mean, that's just... If he's scoring anything other than 20, you're done. You're done, son.
D-Wills!
But
yeah, It was a good job. You guys are out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Relatively sooner than later.
Brooklyn, you made it to the second round. You should be proud,
yeah, I guess. Especially with Jason Kidd.
Yeah, that's Jason Kidd.
Pretty crazy.
We were talking about that yesterday. You know, we always forget that, you know, this is his first year as head coach.
First year head coach, Jason Kidd.
So, you know, good for him after a really rocky start, too.
Very rocky start. But again, the East is terrible.
Where you can be 44-38 and still make the fucking playoffs.
Yeah, it was fucking, fucking terrible.
But, so, you know, if you're a Nets fan, there's no shame in that. I mean, come on. You can be like, oh, we deserve better, blah, blah, blah. But really, I mean, like, speaking as an Avs fan, I think you should just take a decent...
Yeah.
Something unexpected, maybe a little cool. And, you know, could it have been better? Yeah, everything could have been. A lot of things could have been better, but, you know.
That's what it is. It could always be better except for one
team. For every team but one.
One, exactly. It's always like that. So. Yeah.
So... Brooklyn Nets, we'll see you next season. I'm calling it. I'm saying Miami wins tomorrow night.
Oh, Miami's definitely going to win in Miami, man. There's
wait, no, they're playing in Miami. I mean,
are they playing in Miami?
Yeah, because it's got to be. Because this is game four. So.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Unless they do does the NBA do 2-3-2?
I don't know, man. All I know is that it takes like fucking 2.5 weeks to play seven NBA games. If it goes to 7 games, it's like 2.5 fucking
whenever
hours.
Game five is next. or game six is, I guess. Or yeah, game
five. Yes, game five. But yeah, if it's in Miami, regardless of where it is, Miami's winning.
Yeah.
Especially if it's in Miami.
I'll be very surprised if they don't close it out in five. Certainly in six.
Yeah. It's not going seven.
No.
No way in hell.
No, because they're not the Spurs.
No.
And speaking of the Celtics. Spurs.
Speaking of, the Spurs lost to the Blazers, right? The
Blazers.
The old Portland Trail Blazers didn't get swept.
Oregon's only professional team. They wore their Rip City jerseys today.
Oh, yeah, those ones. Okay. I was like, Rip City? But yeah, I didn't remember. The best thing about Oregon was the Oregon Trail. That game was the shit. It was. Come on.
I agree. I just kept dying of dysentery.
Well, everybody died. That was the beauty of it. You had way too much meat, not enough bullets.
Yeah, because hunting was the only fun part of the game. That's what everybody forgets.
Oh, yeah,
everybody
man.
Forgets that the only fun part was shooting the fucking buffalo.
Man.
And I don't even know that was the original Oregon Trail. I think that was Oregon Trail 2.
Yeah. By the time we had it... No, the original Oregon Trail was terrible. We had way... It was...
Arts came on a CD-ROM.
It did. And it had, like, moving wheels. And then you could choose to float your thing across the river or try to walk through it.
I remember in fifth grade, Jamie Chomko got mad at me because I let her die of some disease or something.
Typhoid fever.
Yeah. She was like, how could you let me die? And she got really mad at me.
Dysentery.
Jamie Chomko, if you're ever listening to this, I'm sorry I let you die of typhoid fever.
I'm not, because I don't know you. But you're not dead of real typhoid fever, so.
I hope you really didn't die.
Yes, that'd be fucking terrible. But let's swing it back to Rip City.
Rip City, but
they won. They snuck a game in. Good for them. They didn't get swept. Let's be honest.
What, they were up 3? Yeah, San Antonio.
Yeah, San Antonio. They were gonna go for the sweep tonight.
Yeah. So what? San Antonio closed it down 5.
Yeah. San Antonio. They're not gonna push that. I don't see that going to 6. The fucking Pacers are looking like the Pacers of old. However, let me say this with a huge however, it is against the Washington Wizards, so that's not really a huge statement.
Well, yeah, they're up 3-1, so they should close out the game. They're on they're up tomorrow night.
Okay.
And so are the Clippers and OKC, and that series is...
Oh, yes, that was yesterday.
That was a good game.
That game was cool.
That was...
When I toot my own horn, I knew the Clippers were going to win. In the last,
I declared the game over in the first quarter because I was
bad, man.
Yeah, they were down 22 points. I was like, you're at home. Yeah. I was like, well, they're in OKC, and then I was like, oh right, NBA is unlike any other sport, and they have the home team wear white.
But it was a hell of a game, though. It really was.
So, what do you think? Is that more the Clippers pulling through, or the OKC letting them get away.
Letting them get away. Because check this out. I memorized this stat because I wanted to talk about it. OKC scored 24 points in the fourth quarter. Normally, that seals the deal. The Clippers scored 38, which means Oklahoma wasn't playing fucking defense, man. How do you let somebody score damn near 40 points in fucking, 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Like, come on. That's crazy. So, I feel, and even watching it too, it was legit a lack of defense. There were a lot of turnovers, and then the last few minutes, they got sloppy. I honestly think they were already looking past
the Clippers.
Yeah. You know, like, damn, we got this one more, whatever. But yeah,
they scored. The Clippers scored 15, and then 31, then 17, and then 38.
Yeah, 38, man. That's fucking crazy. Yo, like, yeah, there was that's
they were down defense. 16 points with 9 minutes to go in the fourth.
Even if they, like, that's still right. That's mind-boggling. They were down 16. Even if they scored 18 points, OKC scored 24. That should have won. They should have won that fucking game.
Yeah.
They really should have. But they didn't.
Kevin Durant.
So I don't want to take anything away from the Clippers, too, though, you know?
No, and that's, but I mean, Kevin Durant scored 40 points.
Yeah, exactly, man. Everybody played.
Westbrook scored 27. I mean, that's.
Everybody played phenomenal ball yesterday. At different parts of the game, I should say.
Yeah.
We saw OKC clicking on all cylinders in the first half of the game. And then the Clippers got their shit together.
Jamal Crawford scored 18 points. Damn. I don't even know who that is.
Damn.
Or Darren Colson also scored 18 points.
That's crazy.
That's your bench stepping up.
Yeah, that's huge bench points. Excuse me.
Serge got 8 points.
So, speaking of Serge, he punched fucking Blake Griffin in the dick. You didn't see that?
No.
Yeah, just Google it real quick, yo. He straight punched him in the dick as he was going up for a layup. And what he said was somebody pushed him and his arm flew forward and hit him in the dick. But apparently, I think he did it to him last season. Or the season before, he punched him in the dick while he was going for a layup, and he got suspended, I think, for a game. But it's just it's ridiculous, yo. I'm like, it's basketball, man. It's fucking basketball.
Punches Griffin in the balls.
Yeah, he legit hits him in the fucking balls, yo. Like.
Oh, wait, this clip's from a year ago.
Oh, well, then, yeah. Then that's the fucking. That proves my point. He found a clip from a year ago of him doing the same thing. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. To me, the ultimate dirtiest player ever was Dennis Rodman. Because half the time, you never saw what he did. And when he saw what he did, it was an elbow to the face. Because he didn't give a goddamn.
Yeah.
Yeah, he straight punches him in the dick, yo. Watch the replay, man. It's ridiculous. There's... That to me should be suspension. There's no reason for that.
Yep, there he goes.
Yeah, no reason for that.
He reached around and
Yeah, no reason to hit somebody in the fucking dick while you're playing ball. Accidental shit happens, I get it. But that was no accident.
Yeah, that was
no accident, man. It wasn't...
Oh, man, but he did it again?
That was the second time, and then I guess he did it last season. The year before.
Yeah, oh man.
Hit him in the dick. I was yo, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? That's a no-no.
Serge.
I like Serge too, you know, but I'm why are you punching niggas in the dick, man? okay. I'm tired of talking about dicks. We can, the hockey.
Hockey, yeah.
The Bruins got shut down tonight, 4-0.
Yeah.
That's going to game 7 now.
Yeah, that'll probably, that does go to game 7. The Bruins could have shut him down tonight.
But they got muted.
Yeah, they got fucking blanked.
Moited with a capital M.
And that's, this is the only series I actually kind of care about.
Right, because you don't want a Canadian team.
No, I don't. That's all I care about. After this, I will be, I guess maybe rooting for Anaheim. Just because, you know, at our hearts, aren't we all Mighty Ducks?
No.
Quack. Quack.
Nope. Not me, because I've seen that movie recently as an adult for the first time. So I was never a Mighty Duck.
You have no nostalgic feeling.
None whatsoever.
But, well, that's why John will never do well at our techno shows where we demand the audience quack.
No, I like
otherwise, Skrillex will not come on.
I like yelling at people. I can do that shit. That's fine, man.
Everybody fucking quack! Quack now! You ain't quacking enough! But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It goes to, you know, that hockey seemingly is more competitive.
Oh God, yes, man. That's not my shit. Hockey is not my sport.
But whatever, they'll play again on like Thursday or
I've watched zero games since Ray's been here because I love hockey that much. But I have been watching, keeping the scores. Hockey's way more competitive because to me, it's like when I pay attention, it's like, oh, okay, LA, they're gonna get it done. Now it's like, whoa, what? LA's on the brink of elimination? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I
thought they were kicking ass.
The Penguins and Rangers.
Oh, my God. The Penguins and Rangers. That's right.
Yeah, Rangers were up 3-1.
No, the Penguins were up.
Penguins were up 3-1?
Yeah, the Rangers have forced the game 7.
Oh, my God. All right, well, congratulations, New York fans. I think you're going to win this
Dave's
series.
Island. Oh, wait.
No. They finished last.
Wrong team.
Sorry, Dave. But Chicago, yeah. The series, all the series in the NHL are either 3-3, 3-2, or...
That's hella awesome.
Yeah, the Chicago can close out tomorrow night. They can close
out
the
series. Market that shit better.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think... As awful as it is, I think hockey is very content to be a cult sport and just have its fans be...
Well, because hockey's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I know, but it's just...
Hockey's not growing, but it's also not shrinking.
That's true.
And that's the thing. It's like, as long as you're not dipping into the negative, does it really matter?
Yeah, I mean, if as long as they're still making money, that's...
Right.
You know, the league has not had to shrink. They had to move teams around.
Yeah, shuffle around, absolutely. Shuffling.
But they haven't shrunk the league yet, which is, you know.
I like how you said yet.
Well, I mean that's...
There's going to be another lockout soon.
Technically, they've got 10 years before the next lockout. So.
I know that much.
Maybe right when they're on their comeback, they can lock it out. Lock it out for a good season or two. Good season and a half.
Fucking NHL.
NHL.
But yeah, they're going. So I guess, is that our hockey talk?
Yes.
Go Bruins. Yeah.
Go Bruins. I guess go, I don't know.
Go Bruins. You have to say go Bruins because you don't want the Canadians.
Go Bruins.
And but, then after this round, you can switch your team.
Yeah.
That's totally
but
fine.
But this round, go Bruins. Next round, probably go Rangers.
Fuck me. Hey, I love New York. I do. When I'm flying over it in
Irish pride. Go Celtics. Celtics sucks. Go Knicks. But, yeah.
Oh, shit. I forgot.
So, yeah. That. Irish pride. Go Celtics. Celtics suck. Go Knicks. Yeah. I think that might conclude our hockey.
All right, hockey's done. Whatever. Now, there's a.
We could talk about Michael Sam.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say Michael Sam in the NFL draft.
Oh yeah, we should also want to talk about the draft.
The racist guy.
Donald Sterling.
Yeah. Right.
The draft or Donald Sterling.
We'll do Donald real quick.
Donald. Okay. Now, we haven't seen Anderson Cooper's interview.
No, we haven't.
Because it hasn't aired yet.
Exactly.
Or maybe it aired tonight, but I was at work, you were
at
school.
Yeah, I was at school, yeah.
But we've read the excerpts that we need to, or heard it.
Yeah, heard what we need to hear.
And
because I let people choose stuff for me.
It's just... Man, what the...
Now, there's two sides of me on this one. It's like, man, shut the fuck up. And who hasn't said anything about a different race? You know? Because I talk shit about white people all the time.
He does.
I do. I talk shit about Asians. I talk shit about black people. I talk shit about Spanish people. You know?
Because there are dicks in every race.
Exactly. There are dicks in every race. And most of the time, it's not from a malicious place. But, you know, somebody pisses me off, then yeah. So, like, I don't say a racial slur, but I'm like, God damn it. You know? That's why I don't fuck with niggas like you. But I'm kind of like, for anybody that's out there calling him a racist and being like pointing fingers and shit, if you've never said anything racist in your life, then that's fine. But that's, we all know that's not true, you know.
Especially so
that's
if you're listening to this podcast,
exactly. Especially if you listen to this shit, you've said some racist shit in your life, you know, or you've seen some. Yeah, it doesn't matter. And then the other part of me is like, nigga, you gotta go. That way of thinking, man, that shit's old school.
No, and that's, you know? I think that kind of leads into my thinking about it, is that he's got like that billionaire's disease, you know, or like
billionaire's disease.
Where it's just like they
are in the hole in
think
the world,
like we do, and they don't have that self awareness that like we do, because you know.
They don't have to.
They don't have to, because, they've probably been making some pretty good choices and making some, you know, doing their fair thing for, it's certainly in Donald Sterling's
better part of fucking 30
yeah,
years.
Yeah, I mean, now, you know, if you look at the trail, he has this long history of racism and bias. I weirdly not against Koreans.
Yeah. Money.
But
pretty everybody but Koreans, and probably, God, he's probably racist against Jewish people too. Knowing old Sterling face, but like you said, it's like, again, your point leading into my point. I say stupid shit. You know, I make fun of Julian for being Korean. Julian makes fun of me for being black, but it's not because we hate each other.
You know, have any hatred towards people.
Yeah, or it's we have a love for each other's cultures and shit. You know, so. It's completely different, like...
Yeah, but also, we would never be like, I don't want you hanging out with...
No, don't... Dwight taking pictures with black, you know, whatever. Or Chinese people. It's stupid. I would never say that, because...
I don't want you taking pictures with Jackie Chan.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the perfect example. Like, Jackie Chan is the face of China to the rest of the world, you know? And it's just like... It's so stupid, man. That way of thinking... Is dying,
but it's like,
off
but
he
said he was sorry. You know, he was sorry, but he's not sorry.
No, he's not. He's sorry he got caught. He's sorry that he has to deal with this.
He's
shit.
Like, this is the one mistake I've ever made. And I'm like, no man.
There's documents. Fucking David Stern. I think it was David Stern. In '82, they tried to get him out of the league. I read about that shit. They, you know, a couple of owners were like,
"Wow, that shady motherfucker." He outshadied. The shadiest motherfucker.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, yo, if David Stern couldn't do anything.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe this will do it.
But, yeah.
It's going to be a long battle.
It is, man, because obviously they're going to fight for that shit, man. That's billions on the table. Billions. You know, you're not going to want to give that shit up. But at the same time, it's like, yo, how much money can you get for selling that team? Because it may just be worth it to just walk away from it and just live your life privately again, you know?
Well, okay, he bought the team for $12 million. It's currently valued at a little under $800 million. Maybe a little north of $7.5 million.
He can easily get a billion for that.
Oh, no, it's a billion plus. It's a billion. I mean, you sold the Dodgers for $1 billion, yeah. So it's the Clippers.
Yeah, but
it is the Clippers.
It is, but that's a $1 billion franchise. It really $800.
Yeah, I mean, and he is like notorious as the worst owner in like all of sports.
All of sports, exactly. All of sports, and that's still like to me $800 million. That's $1 billion. That's what's $200 million at that point.
Yeah, I guess at that point, what you know,
like,
what
really,
is
like that's a $1 billion franchise, you know. So,
man, I hope Oprah buys them. That'd be awesome.
And here's the thing, like, nothing may even happen because the tapes were obtained illegally.
Yeah, but then they're out there.
They are out there. So the NBA can do what they can do. However, I don't think they can force any legal action because of the way
No. But they can force him out.
Right, right. No, that's they're a private entity. I get it. They can.
But force he didn't him do out. Anything illegal.
Right. The shit was illegally obtained, yeah. Which is a whole nother issue.
No, I mean, but he can sue V Stiviano or whatever her alien robot is. You know,
V robot.
But yeah,
we'll see.
It's just like one of those things where it's like, yeah, watch the interview with her.
Oh my god.
She outsmarted him.
She's so stupid.
Which makes me wonder how fucking smart he is.
He's a lawyer.
Yeah, but it's...
Well, at some point in his life, he had to be... Oh, speaking of, I guess his wife's interview was saying that he's like fighting like early onset dementia and he's not like, he's not... you know, willing to accept it, but she's like, you know, that's what's the case, but that's not the point here. At some point, he had to have been a smart motherfucker to become a lawyer.
Yeah, but it's just, I don't know.
But then it's just like, you know, again, that bubble.
I understand she's his civil, silly rabbit.
No, that billionaire bubble, man. Yeah. That's exactly what it is, dude. You're there for so long. The Paul McCartney, you know, it's just like,
yeah.
There are certain people that just are and not... I mean, they're of this planet.
And he got away with it for so long.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing, man. It's just like, he's not going to change. He's fucking 80 years old. When he was a kid, it was okay to be racist.
Yeah, he was probably progressive.
Yeah, not that he was a racist when he was a kid, but it was okay when he was a kid. Yeah. It was okay to say nigger. It was okay to not have your kids play with black kids or Spanish kids or Asian kids, you know? It was okay when he was a kid. So I feel like a lot of people tend to forget that shit. I'm not saying it's okay, but it was
it's not totally okay now. Different. Yeah, it was totally a different time. Different. And we understand that. And, you know, and that's part of it. And, you know, that's why you let your grandpa say the racist shit.
That yeah, you just let him says. Say his shit, and then it's just like, roll your eyes, and just goddamn, yeah. It'll be done soon.
Which I actually surprisingly don't have any, like, really. My grandfather never really gave me any of those stories, which I'm grateful for. Thank you for that, grandfather.
Because he's seen some shit.
Yeah.
That's why.
But, you know, it's just... You kind of know they're not going to change their mind, and, you know...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think Donald Sterling hates black
people. No, I don't think he hates black people either.
I just think he...
The way he... Yeah, it's okay for
them to It's just not... He doesn't want to associate right. with them.
It's okay for me to pay them, but don't hang out with me.
Yeah.
Why do I want to hang out with you?
Yeah, we have nothing in common.
Yeah, we have nothing in common.
So...
Darky.
But,
Jigaboo.
Jigaboo.
Moon cricket.
All right, and then so we've said our piece. You're Donald Sterling. I hope you're done. I hope this goes smoothly. And,
it ain't though.
And by the time next season starts, there will be a firm new owner of the LA Clippers.
Yeah, franchise. I hope for that too.
But it will not be that way.
All right, now onto the meat and potatoes.
Johnny Football!
Oh, meat and potatoes. I set up a gay joke.
Oh.
It's all right.
Well, I was going to leave with Johnny Football because he's a better football player.
He is a better football player, absolutely.
But he fell to number 22. Johnny Football going to Cleveland Browns, which I called.
He did call. That's me making the money sign.
The fingers rubbing together. That means money.
Money.
But Johnny's going to Cleveland. Surprising story on how Cleveland chose Johnny Manziel, how they knew to draft Johnny Manziel. The Cleveland owner, the owner of a billion-dollar sports franchise. This is your sports franchise, Cleveland. He was eating lunch at a high-end restaurant, I assume, because, you know, he's a billionaire.
That was a Subway.
But apparently... In this high-end restaurant, there is enough access for the homeless to come in contact with the clientele. And the owner apparently looked at a homeless man. He looked at him and said, "Draft Manziel." And there you have it.
Yeah.
There you have it. That is how major decisions are made for your franchise.
That's why we love you, Cleveland.
Cleveland, you know, Godspeed.
So let's keep it on Cleveland. What is his name? He got caught smoking weed again.
Josh Crowney?
No.
Yeah, a player got suspended for an entire season because he got caught smoking weed
for the fifth time.
For the fifth time, which is,
and since what, 2010? So yeah. I guess it's like once per season.
Which is
fucking dummy.
You, why? Why do you do that, guy?
Because I like getting high.
Yeah, but it's like surely there are no. Do they not sell masking agents?
I don't know, man. And I'm like, yo, you know when them tests are coming too. That is retarded. Yo, while you look for his name, I'm going to keep it on the Browns for two more reasons.
Oh.
I didn't know Vince Young was signed by them, but they cut his ass.
Yeah.
And the Browns owner said Johnny Manziel is not going to be a starter.
Well, he better act like a backup.
No, this is Manziel, not the starter. Browns owner. But yeah, act like a backup, son.
They sold 2,000 season tickets in like an hour after he was drafted. They're going to have to start him.
Maybe. We'll see how long it lasts, and it is Cleveland.
They just fired their coach of 1 year. But, yeah, I mean, who do you think is going to get Hard Knocks this year?
Ooh. I hope it's the Texans.
Because there's a new rule that the NFL can force a team to do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but there are certain exceptions. Like, it can't be the coach's. It can't be the coach's first year. The team can't have made the playoffs, I think, in the last three seasons.
Ah, oh, damn it!
And Belichick.
I know. That's what I'm like. I'm kind of hoping for. Do I dare say it? Because I really want to see the inside of their locker room.
Man. Yeah, no.
Jesus Christ.
And I was like, ooh, maybe the Broncos. No, but that eliminates, I thought maybe the Broncos, yeah,
that
eliminates
all the teams that I really want to see.
Yeah, but like they. Yeah. So.
But no, I like that. That's cool though that they can force it, because I'm like, how many times are you gonna do the Dolphins and the Browns?
Well, yeah, because it's just.
Like, I mean, the Bengals. Excuse
yeah,
me.
But they could. I mean, oh man, HBO's got to be like, come on, man, let us do the Browns.
Either that or the Texans, man. Yeah. No, because the Texans made the playoffs. They did. They made the playoffs and then shit the bed last season.
Yeah, and then they also have a first year coach.
Oh, man. It's like I want to see either a train wreck of a team or like a historically bad team like the Browns. I mean, the Baltimore Ravens.
But yeah, but the other big draft news is surprisingly not the number one pick. Who is
Jermaine Clowney, who's a fucking beast.
Yeah, who went to the Texans.
Who didn't pick up a quarterback at all this draft.
No, they didn't.
Weird as fuck to me.
But but yeah, the other big story is Michael Sam got drafted by the Rams.
Michael Sam is gay.
Michael Sam is gay. He will be the first openly gay player NFL in the NFL. If he makes the team.
He's got the number two jersey already.
Yeah, so.
Which is fucking.
Among rookies.
Right, rookies.
Among
right.
Rookie jerseys. Manziel is number one, I
assume. Obviously. Because I'm buying a Clowney jersey.
Hey, you're a Texan fan. You're a Texan fan. I'm buying a Devarian Clowney jersey.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I mean, so. Best of luck to him, and, you know, God, I hope he's good.
Yeah, I do too.
Here's my hope. Either he's amazing, like I want Michael Sam to be Jackie Robinson and be amazing, or just be good. You can't be
just
bad.
Yeah, just don't suck, man.
Just don't suck. Just don't suck, please. Because all you have to do is play well. Yeah. Just play well, because then you shut everybody up.
I think he'll make the team.
I hope so.
I think he'll do it.
Because there's no reason. I mean, he doesn't play a glamour position, so right. If he plays well, he'll just fade into exactly. The background.
Like
the occasional. Yeah, occasionally he'll get a sack or whatever. Yeah,
you do your job, you're fine.
So yeah, and you want to talk about the kiss at all?
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't really care either. I mean, I get...
The thing to me was like, this is what I took away from that kiss. Oh, he's a black dude. He likes him small and white. That was what I took away from that shit.
No, that was... That made me... I've been actually using that all day. I was like, you know Michael Sam's a black dude. Yeah.
He likes his men small and white.
Like,
Hey, man.
So, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. Hey, if you're offended by that, you're probably not listening to this.
Yeah.
So, you know, expand your mind if you are. Any love in the world is better.
Yeah.
And, you know, we saw lots of dudes kissing their girlfriends or their wives.
Yeah, exactly. Who the fuck cares?
Or even their mom.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Exactly.
You know.
It's yeah, but it's, again, it's just, we're...
It's whatever. Stupid. There's some like defensive assistant coach on some team that's like, oh, this is awful. But for the most part, everyone's like, I don't care.
I don't care. Yeah.
But it was funny. Apparently, I don't know if this is true, but this is what somebody told me. ESPN led with Michael Sam getting drafted on Mother's Day. Yesterday, and they showed the kiss, like, that's what led, like, you know, it's Michael Sam getting drafted, and then, like, Fox Sports 1 did not show the kiss.
Oh.
That, like, they would show him, like, getting the call and, like, crying, but then, like, it was a tight shot of just him, and it wasn't, like, you didn't see his boyfriend around him, which I thought was very interesting, if true.
Yeah. Well, like, I can definitely confirm for ESPN, because I watched a few shows today, like, yeah, they don't... Man, I've seen that kiss. Man, that shit's burned into my brain. And it's like, I don't have a problem with it, but it's just like, I've seen it so much. It's like, who the fuck cares? And at the same time, I'm sure that was the first time a lot of people saw two men kissing. Who the fuck cares, man? Like, yeah. Get over it.
Well, it's not a man.
That... Asshole, like, it's like, nobody's listening to this podcast, but I'm like, that would do this, but I'm like, you know, if you really have a problem, then call him a faggot to his face. I fucking dare you.
Oh, yeah, God, that would be great. I fucking dare
you. You wouldn't do it, man, because that man will whip your fucking ass, because he's a man.
Big man.
A big fucking dude.
He might be undersized for the NFL, right. But that means nothing in real life. That means he's a huge fucking dude.
Yeah, man. He's a beast. Big ass dude. But yeah, I hope he does well.
So yeah, best of luck to everyone who got drafted.
Everybody, every non-bigot will be rooting for the Michael Sam and the Rams.
Yeah.
Especially if he makes the team.
Yeah, so, you know, we hope you do well, Michael. Johnny, I hope you don't do well.
It seems like...
you just seem like kind of a dick.
Not only that, it's like... Yo, Clowney, I think he's going to do well in the NFL, barring an injury. Because he shows that physicality. Like, he has that next level shit, you know? And that next level shit is NFL. And that's why he's there, number one pick, you know? And then it's like Johnny Manziel, it's like, I've watched a few of his games, and it's like, this is what the fuss is all about?
Well, we'll see. You know, he could be the next Neil, I almost said Neil Young.
Neil Young.
Steve Young. You know, Steve Young was a good mobile quarterback, man. Let's not forget that.
But I don't even think he's... I thought Johnny Manziel was a sloppy mobile quarterback.
Well, we'll see.
Because when I watched him play those college games, I was replacing the guys that were missing with guys from the NFL. And I was like, those niggas would have missed that tackle. You know? They would not miss that tackle. They would eat him alive. And that's where I think it's like, yeah, I'm sure he's going to make people look stupid, but...
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Coaches tend to figure out things a lot faster than in the NFL than they do in college.
Yeah. The word.
Word. Well, thanks for listening, and
we hate you.
Follow us on Twitter and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing. nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy.
Love is all you need. 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 Love is all you need.